Now, earlier this week, the BBC's business editor Robert Peston's house was burgled while he was out. They stole jewellery and computers, as many burglars do. But amongst that jewellery were items of extra special value, an engagement ring and a wedding ring belonging to his late wife, Shan Busby, who only died in September. They also took a gold necklace given to her by one of her sons. So what was stolen was not just precious metal and stones, it was irreplaceable mementos of a loved one. Robert then sent out a message on Twitter asking for the burglars to return the jewellery, saying it was perhaps naive to think they would, but ... and he's still waiting. So have you ever lost a loved one only to have their possessions stolen, things that remind you of them and whose value is purely sentimental? And has a stolen item ever been returned to you by a burglar with a conscience? Do call us 0500 288 291. Robert joins us on the line now from North London. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, this is it's bad enough when it's a burglary, but the added dimension of losing Sean's belongings is terrible.
Yes, I mean, you know, me and my boys are still recovering, obviously it'll take a long time, from the tragic death of my wife. So, you know, the burglary on top of all of that was something we could definitely have done without. And, you know, naturally, Jeremy, what really matters to all of us are the wonderful memories we have of Sean. And, you know, as you pointed out, it's not the material value of the theft that really matters. It is just that there are a few items that have gone that are so closely associated in our minds with, you know, the wonderful Sean, that it is just awful that they've gone. And, you know, it was in particular, there was a platinum and diamond engagement ring, which I inherited from my grandmother. She got it in the 1920s, along with a little, very simple platinum band, and I inherited those. And when I married Sean in 1998, I gave them to her. And I'd really hoped after she died that I would be able to pass them on to my boys, Simon and Max, along with something called a cariad ring, which is a sort of a Welsh love ring, which a gold and semi-precious stone love ring, which I bought for Sean a few years ago. And look, at the end of the day, they're only things. And you know, one shouldn't obsess over things. And as I said right at the beginning, one has got one's memories. But it is terribly sad for all of us that they've gone. And the other thing they took, just very briefly, is actually her laptop. And of course, I had transferred quite a lot of the personal important stuff off that laptop over a period of time, but I hadn't transferred everything off it. And so, you know, the loss of that is also heartbreaking.
Because laptops are strangely personal these days, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, for many of us, the laptop is the equivalent of a diary or, you know, a collection of letters or you know, that one would have had in you know, days gone by. So, you know, laptops contain a huge, you know, huge amounts of about all of us. So that, as I say, I had transferred a lot of it off and a lot of the important information off of it, but it's still desperately sad that it's gone.
And this was an afternoon burglary, I gather.
Well, we're not sure. We think it was early evening, in fact. I mean, neither of me, you know, me or my younger boy Max were in the house at the time. And so we don't know the precise time, but they, you know, these people literally just smashed in the back door. The staggering thing, you know, is that nobody heard, because I mean, we've got pretty good locks and security, and you know, this is a double glazed sort of, you know, toughened glass security door and all the rest of it. So, you know, but they were obviously incredibly determined and got in.
I know there'll be people listening, Robert, who've been through the same thing where the burglar takes stuff that can be replaced, but it's other stuff. There's no price you can put on the items you described,
and it's not. You know, at the end of the day, you know, most of what we, you know, there's a lot of hassle involved whenever there's a burglary. You know, the police have been wonderful and sensitive, but actually, you know, providing them with all the relevant information takes a lot of time, and then they go through the house and they dust everywhere, which creates a bit of dusting for fingerprints creates a bit of mess. There's lots of clearing up to do, as you'll be aware. Dealing with an insurance company takes a lot of time, but all of this stuff is meaningless compared to, you know, the loss of these irreplaceable personal items.
And there is a picture of them that you tweeted. It's on the Radio 2 Facebook page.
Oh, is it? Oh, right.
I noticed you had about 5,000 people retweet it. So there's obviously a lot of concern.
Yeah, listen, I did tweet this, and people have, you know, people have been absolutely wonderful in terms of the sort of things they've said and the offers to keep their eyes open. And if you go to my Twitter feed at Peston, there are pictures of all the missing rings. They're not fantastically high quality because, of course, what we had to do was find pictures of Sean and then blow up the picture of the hand. So, unfortunately, the resolution isn't brilliant, but it gives you an idea of you know what we've lost. So, if you're a shopkeeper and this comes your way, you know it would be wonderful if you got in touch.
You think they'll give them back?
Goodness only knows. I didn't put the thing on Twitter with an enormous amount of expectation that we'd get them back. But they are so important to us that I just thought I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't have a go at trying to get them back. So just, you know, fingers crossed.
Thanks very much, Robert. And I hope you have a good Christmas with your
family. And the same to you. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Robert Peston, BBC business editor in London.